Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. On this week's episode of the podcast, I'm joined by somebody I've known for a number of years now and watched their journey in property. It is Jackie Gamage. Many of you who are regulars at Progressive Property will probably know Jackie. She's become a bit of a celebrity around Progressive over the last few years. I'm really excited to have her finally on the podcast. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Kevin.
So I bet you didn't know you were a celebrity.
I didn't know I was a celebrity. It's been my lifelong dream to be a celebrity.
Excellent. So for anyone who doesn't know the celebrity Jackie, where do you live? What part of the country? And I guess, what were you doing before you decided to get into property?
So I live in Medway in Kent. I've lived there for about 9 years. I originally come from London. And I was working as an HR professional, and I absolutely started to hate it.
Because... So you basically hired and sacked people.
sometimes, yeah. yeah. There was a lot more to it than that. I found that the more and more senior I got, the less fulfilled I was becoming.
Okay.
And it took up a lot of my time. Up here, it took a lot of this. So I wasn't present when I was at home. And I just knew that there was more to life than working for someone else.
How long were you in HR?
Over 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so obviously 20 years in HR, went up the ladder, the professional ladder of HR.
Yes.
Sucked up more of your time or more of your headspace.
Yeah.
And then what made you decide to look at a different career, a different thing to do, and why property over anything else?
I'd always been interested in property as an investment, because I always knew that property... is it just a good investment generally? I just didn't do anything about it. And I was always too busy with my career. So I just didn't do anything about it. And then gradually, as I got older and older, I started to think, oh shit, I need to do something. I need to do something that I'm enjoying. And the less fulfilled I became in my career, the more I started to think about property. And then I came on an event actually at Progressive and started to sort of set some goals, some little mini goals, just to sort of look into it. And I was hooked from there on.
Right. And then I guess for a lot of people, think, is property easy? What's the biggest challenge in property? So I guess, yeah. So in your head, was it easy to get going? And what was it that was difficult about getting going, if it was difficult?
If you love to travel like me and you understand the power in escaping the money for time exchange trap, but you just don't know how to do it, then building an Airbnb consultancy business could be exactly what you have been looking for. Right now in the UK, there is a completely untapped opportunity through helping struggling Airbnb hosts by turning around their underperforming properties and generating you huge commission payments in the process. We are going to teach you all of the tools and all of the techniques that we've learned over the last 5 years through building our very own multiple six-figure Airbnb business, arming you with everything that you need to swoop in and save the day. Minimal startup costs, zero risk, and almost unlimited potential. Sound good? Welcome to the Airbnb Consultant. Contact us through any of the channels included in the studio notes to get the conversation started.
So for me personally, I found it really difficult to get going. And the only reason I found it difficult to get going was because of me and my mindset. I was full of fear, very risk averse, and I was just too scared of taking any action, to be honest. That's the honest truth.
Right.
So for me, that was the biggest hurdle. Right.
And when you say fear, a lot of people talk about fear. Was it a specific fear? What was that fear?
Change. Okay. My profession was what I knew, and that was my identity. Right. I've spoken to quite a few people since then who can all relate to that, actually. Yeah. And just the fear of going into something new stopped me from taking the action. When I started to take the actions in the end, it was like, well, why was I so fearful? Mm. But it is, I think people get stuck. They get really stuck. Yeah. And mindset is a biggie.
Yeah. Mm. That's really interesting, because even when I worked in a corporate job, I was afraid to leave the job and go work for another company. Because I thought, well, if I quit this job and go work for another company, that company might find me out that, you know, I'd have a 12-week probation. And what if I leave the job, go work for them, and then they don't take me on full time after 12 weeks? So I spent 10 plus years working for the same company because of fear. Yeah. So I guess it's stuck in the root.
That's very common.
So even your change then from a job into property was the same. What if it doesn't work? I guess it's like when you're changing job, what if I don't get made permanent?
Yeah, and being found out, I think that's really pertinent as well. Mm. Like, what if I'm no good at, what if I get it wrong?
Yeah.
so you stay stuck and don't do anything.
So what's really interesting about this and I see this from loads of people, and I had it myself, and I think everybody does. And it's like, well, I want to change my career. I'm 20 years in HR. I want to change my career. I want to do property, but still there's the fear.
Yeah.
And still it stops you doing it because it's a change. So you want the change, but you're afraid of the change.
Yeah.
So,
and you just stay stuck.
How long were you in that rut?
Probably about 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Yeah. Where I was kind of dabbling in property, but not really doing very much. And, you know, and now I can look back and think, it was because I was scared of if I'm doing property, I've lost my whole identity, which was HR.
Yeah.
You know? I was probably dabbling, but not really doing very much because I was so scared of making the wrong decision, so scared of, you know, just failing, because it was something I really wanted to do. I didn't want to fail, so I didn't start.
Yeah, I think that is probably one of the most common things I hear from people across, and it's something I had personally myself as well. Not only when I started in property, but when I was in my other career, wanted to change job in the career. So then you started to get started.
So I started to get started because I had a catalyst.
Right.
And the catalyst was my brother's death. So he died. I really wasn't expecting it. Really hit me. And I thought, wow. My brother was very much like me. He was scared. He had all these dreams about setting up an Amazon business and goodness knows what. And he never fulfilled his dreams. He was too scared. I remember having conversations with him. Didn't take my own advice, but I was having conversations advising him to get started and get over his fears. He died and took all his dreams away with him, you know, never fulfilled. And I just thought, I can't let him die in vain, and I can't let that happen to me. It's sort of two things, really.
Okay.
So I just thought, that's it. No messing around now. I've got to do what I want to do.
Right.
So I got 3 properties sourced for me to get me over the fear.
Okay. Sourced, basically, for anyone listening to the podcast, you're wondering, what does sourced mean? Basically, you get a deal packager to find the deals for you. You pay a fee for their time and expertise in finding the deal.
Yeah.
So that was your way of just getting started.
It was my way of getting over my fear.
Yeah.
I just thought, I've got to put myself in the way. I've got to put myself in a position where I cannot turn those deals down.
Yeah.
No more excuses. So that's what I did. Okay. But by hook or by crook, I'm going to do this because I've got to do it for my brother, no one else, you know. So, yeah.
And have you done more deals since?
I have, yes.
Yeah. And have you, I guess, how have you changed since you made that decision to just do it? Did the fears disappear? Is there still? Yeah, it's gone.
You still have some fears, Kevin. Yeah. But I'd built these things into such a big thing in my mind. And then I was just like, is that all it was? Like, is that all I've got to do? We've all got transferable skills.
Yeah.
And we don't realise it. And I just thought, wow, this is nothing compared to my job. It was all up here. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, I wish I'd started years ago.
And actually, the interesting thing about that, and something like as a HR manager, where you're responsible for managing staff and employees in a business, now you're responsible for managing staff or employees in a house.
Yeah, tenants. Exactly. Similar thing. Yeah.
So it's almost
vet them.
Yeah, you vet them. It's almost a very, very transferable skill.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are loads of things that I can do that actually I'm just like, wow, this is quite similar, you know.
Yeah. A contract for a tenant rather than a contract of employment.
I'm not fazed by looking at contracts, for example, because I've done that, you know, all through my profession.
So you've moved on, you've started to do property. Have you quit the HR role? Are you still in HR?
I'm not in HR anymore.
Excellent. So what does your day look like now compared to what it looked like in HR?
I'm free.
So what does that mean to you?
It means such a lot, honestly. I have the freedom up here as well. I've got the space for my family.
Right, in your head.
Yeah. I'm not distracted by work pressures and stuff like that. But I'm free to do what I want when I want. So if I decide I'm actually going to go and have a coffee with somebody, I'm usually working, it's normally networking. Mm. I can do it when I want. You know, if I want to go away, I can go away. It's just the freedom. That's exactly what I wanted. That was the whole point of doing this, is the freedom.
Yeah.
It's just such an amazing feeling. It's just, wow.
What would you say to anybody who is maybe similar to you, where they're in a job, they feel like they're in a rut, they want to make a change, and whether that be property or just do the thing that they've always dreamed of doing, what would you say to them?
Well, obviously I'd say do it, but it's not easy, is it?
So how do they
set some goals?
Okay, how do they get, because you had that 4 year sort of bridge of trying to get across the bridge and move over. What sort of tips would you give them to shorten that period of time, not quit, join? Because the one thing you did do, which is really interesting, is even though you didn't move and you still wanted to, you didn't give up and quit.
No.
You stayed on that bridge and you kept moving slowly across it till eventually you got there.
Yeah.
So what would you say to people who are maybe thinking about turning back, stopping, not crossing the bridge, not moving, and how can they get over those sort of fears that they might have? Any 2, 3, 4 top tips?
Number one, be really clear about what you want. And even if you think that you can't get it, if you want it, stick to that. What you want is really, really important. So really focus on that and think about it every single day. Right. Every single day. Every day I wake up in the morning now and I look in the mirror. The first thing that I do is I spend 5 minutes on a timer and I say, I am disciplined. Who's the person that I want to become to get what I want? And I talk in the mirror to myself about.
Now, that's really interesting. And many people might think that's weird. And I think that's exactly what I do. And I will have mentioned this at events a lot, is I wake up in the morning and when I brush my teeth or have a shower, I say you have to be it to see it.
Yes, exactly that.
And when I was in a job, I was saying to myself, I'm full-time in property, I'm full-time in property, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, when I wasn't.
Yeah.
Today I say I'm a decamillionaire. And it's actually about visualization.
Yes.
And it's so important. And many people don't realize this, is that if you're sitting listening to this or watching this and you've ever visualized something, ask yourself, did it happen? And if you dream about something, it's not visualizing. There's a big difference between the two. Telling yourself and telling your mind that you're going to do something. And it's so interesting that you do that, because I do that every single day.
Yeah. And it is such a game changer. Yeah. Such a game changer. So that's one tip.
Yeah. Tip number two.
Surround yourself with similar people that think like you, and want the same, have the similar dreams. So it's so important that you do that. I can see a change straight away when I stop being around the people that are doing the same thing as me. So definitely make sure that you're surrounded in whatever way that you can. It's so important.
Yeah, you become your environment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tip number three.
Work on your mindset, read things, and just absorb as much as you can, so that you're open to learning about yourself and increasing your self-awareness. So important. That will see you through the hard times.
Right.
I think when you think things aren't going your way, that will help to keep you going, because you'll be able to think about new ways to approach things.
So that's reading books, watching YouTubes, listening to podcasts, etc.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has it been easy?
The hardest thing has been my mindset and getting over myself, basically. I mean, you always used to say, get over yourself. And I used to sit there years ago going, but how?
Yeah.
And a lot of people do think that. They're like, it's all right for you to say that, you know, yeah. but how do you do it?
Yeah.
But I can look back now because I've done so much work on myself and because I've listened to so many people and watched and followed so many people.
Yeah.
I can see now what was happening.
Meant. Yeah. So what has been outside of your mindset? And what other sort of challenges have you had in property? So like tenant issues, properties, et cetera. Have you had any, has it been way easier than you thought it would be? Or?
Yeah, I haven't really had any challenges. I mean, little challenges, but they're actually really easy to overcome with the right approach. They're not that big. You can always find, and if you surround yourself with the right people, there will always be somebody that can, help you through that. Somebody that's been there and done it. Mm. So yeah, it's, I haven't had major challenges to be honest, because they've all been, I faced some really big challenges when I was working in HR. So this is nothing in comparison, actually.
Right. What sort of challenges did you face in HR? I'm actually really, so what were like day to day in HR? What sort of challenges would you have that were like, more difficult than property investing?
The politics within organisations, you know, dealing with people that are quite difficult people who are quite senior.
They won't be listening to the podcast. Name them. No, I'm kidding.
No. I'm just... but you know, doing restructures and knowing and, you know, having to talk to people, people that were sometimes your friends and knowing that actually they were going to lose their job sometimes. You had to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
But the politics for me was the most challenging. I just couldn't stand the politics. That was my biggest challenge.
So I guess working for yourself, there's less red tape.
Yeah, absolutely. Free. Again, it's another free.
Yeah.
Free of the politics.
What's next? So you've got free of the HR. You've got over your sort of initial mindsets of getting started in property. You've got your first few deals done. You sourced your first three. You've done all this. The rest of them you found yourself then?
Yeah, I found them myself. I've got a few bubbling under at the moment. Right. So I've got a couple more.
So bubbling under means negotiating at the moment with landlords.
Negotiating and possibilities. They're leads. And you've always got to keep your leads coming in.
Yeah. Fill that pipeline.
Fill the pipeline. So I've got a few things bubbling under. I want to get my cash flow up. So I do rent-to-rent HMOs at the moment.
Right.
I want to get my cash flow up and then I want to focus on some other things.
Yeah.
My big goal is to develop.
Okay, so develop, buying commercial properties, develop them or build like new builds
type stuff.
Okay, cool.
I've got a dream that of creating like a little community. So that's it's just my dream. So that's my really big goal. Yeah.
That's the thing about a lot of landlords. When people talk about solving the housing crisis, actually it's building more homes and building more properties. Yeah. So and the starting point is it's very hard to go from just brand new to building houses, but building up the confidence as you go and then go, okay, let's do some developments.
Yeah. And being around the right people.
Do you work with private investors? Do you work with joint venture partners?
At the moment, no. But I'm really keen to start working with other people, definitely.
Right. Yeah. So looking to maybe move into the buying of the properties now.
Yes.
Doing other stuff with private investors, joint venture partners.
Yeah. Okay. Big thing for me is tenant buyers. I really want to help people onto the housing ladder. And I'd really like to joint venture with people to be able to purchase properties so that I can get tenant buyers into them. Right.
For anyone who's listening to the podcast and you don't know what a tenant buyer is, basically you can buy a property with a, either yourself or with a joint venture partner, buy them with somebody like Jackie, and then you find a tenant for the property. But instead of just moving a tenant in, what you do is you give the tenant an option to buy the property. So you agree a future purchase price and the tenant rents it and you help them save up their deposit to buy while they're renting the property. So you're basically helping people get on the property ladder. And a lot of people, you know, batter landlords and beat landlords up, but actually there's a lot of landlords out there like Jackie who are trying to do good in the community, trying to help people become homeowners, and the government are not solving the problem. So if you like the idea, by the way, of maybe getting into property, making your money work harder, getting a good return on your money, but helping people at the same time, something like tenant buyers is a really great thing to do to help them. If people want to reach out to you, connect with you, follow you, how can they reach you?
They can reach me. They can follow me on Facebook.
Right. And it's Jackie Gamage.
Yeah.
Jackie Gamage on Facebook. Give her a follow. Watch her journey. See what she's up to. Let her know what you thought of the podcast. We'll probably share your Facebook details below on this as well. So what would you say to anybody who's listening in thinking, is now a good time to do property? Can they get started in property at the moment? What's the market like, etc.?
I would say to them, don't do what I did and put it off for years. Do it now. There's never a right time for anything. Mm. Having a baby, going into property. Do it now. Don't waste years like I did. Just don't do it.
Now, what she means is do the property now, leave the baby till later, just to clarify. Unless you want to
both at the same time.
Bought at the same time. So just not on the viewing.
Yeah.
So you have been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast with the ever funny and awesome Jackie Gamage. As I said, she's becoming a bit of a celebrity. You can see why now. Follow her journey. Watch her as she grows. And if you are struggling with mindset challenges, obstacles in your business, reach out to us. Let us help you overcome some of those challenges. Why not come to a multiple streams of property income or come to one of our events? Reach out to the Progressive office. There'll be details somewhere in the description as well. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. We're out every single Tuesday. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. I've been Kevin McDonald. Jackie has been Jackie Gamage. And you have been awesome as always. And I will see you next week.